this one first. All right. You'll take your Bibles and turn to Daniel. As I prayed about it, I thought, where do we go next? And God said, let's do Daniel. So I've not done, I've done the studies of Daniel myself, but I've never gone through the book of Daniel. So this will be interesting. I have preached some from different verses out of Daniel, but we'll see how this all goes. And tonight we're going to do the introduction to Daniel. So we'll read just the first verse and then we'll get on to moving on with this. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. Let's pray. Father in heaven, again, it's been such a wonderful Lord's Day and great singing. And Father, we've had a wonderful day in the Word, and so looking forward to what you have for us tonight. And we just thank you for all that you're doing in our lives and the guidance and direction that the Holy Spirit gives us. And so we just pray, Father, tonight again that you would just be with us, that you would be glorified, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So Daniel is called, is known as, the Old Testament book of Revelation. It's the two books tie pretty good together in different areas. So our main content, Daniel contains the history of the world written in advance. Kind of interesting, huh? Well, how did he know in advance? Well, because it was given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, right? So in advance, through images and beasts, through dreams and visions, Daniel outlines the course of history from his time until the end of time for the Gentile nations. He also outlines God's prophetic timetable for his dealings with Israel. And then Daniel is a book of courage in the midst of captivity and conviction in the face of fearsome foes and kings, ferocious fangs, and fiery furnaces. Daniel is a story of a young teenage captive who became prophet and prime minister. Interesting how Daniel could be a captive, right, and end up prime minister. Only God can do that. It's amazing what God can do if we're just willing to be used. Then theme is the revelation of Israel's prophetic future. Our key word here is prophecy. And then we have some key verses. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. I like that, when Daniel purposed in his heart. That means Daniel decided he wasn't going to defile himself with these things, right? We have to make a concerted effort to say we're not going to do these things. The world says, well, yeah, you can do them, right? This is one of those states that says you can go and you can buy marijuana and you can smoke it, you can eat it, I guess. I didn't even know there was such a thing as edible marijuana stuff, but I guess you can eat it. You can do all kinds of stuff. And the world says that's okay. God's word says that we should purpose in our heart that we don't defile ourselves, right? We shouldn't do that. And so we have to understand that just because society says it's okay doesn't make it right. And Daniel just purposed in his heart that he wasn't going to defile himself. And then Daniel chapter 2 and verse 20 through 22 says, Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I like that when it says he sets up kings and he removes them, right? We have to understand that I've said for years that God is the one who puts people in authority. God is the one that removes them from authority. God's the one that everything works out for a reason. And we have to understand that. And then drop down to verse 28 of this same chapter. It says, "But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets, and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and thy visions of thy head upon thy bed are these." And then drop to 44 of that same chapter. And it says, "And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." That ought to give a hallelujah, amen, right? That one day we're going to see this kingdom that no one's going to be able to destroy. No, and let's face it, does Jesus not always already have that set up? I mean, who's going to dethrone Jesus? His kingdom is going to be forever and ever and ever. And man is not going to, I mean, man thinks that he can do all kinds of things. Man has no power at all, unless God gives it to him. None. Daniel chapter 3, we'll look at verses 16 through 18. It says, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." They had to determine that they weren't going to do that. Why? Because it's against the word of God. So they had to determine that. Even when it wasn't popular, isn't it interesting how so many times people will cave in to go along with the crowd rather than take a stand for what they know is right? There's nothing wrong with taking a stand for what is right. Nothing wrong with that at all. 25 of Daniel chapter 3, moving down a few verses, "He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." It's when they were in the burning fiery furnace, right? They were cast in there, and God took care of them. Can God take care of us no matter what happens in our life? You bet he can. You bet he can. Daniel 6, 22 is another one of the key verses. Daniel 6, 22, "My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt." Again, in the lion's den, Daniel, can you imagine being cast into a lion's den and just make yourself at home? I mean, no concern at all, right? God's going to take care of him, and God did. Can we say today that no matter what happens in our life, we're going to just trust God that he'll take care of us? We don't do that, do we? No. As I said this morning, what do? As soon as something goes wrong in our life, we start seeking comfort everywhere but where we should. Right? You lose a job, and what do? Panic. How am I going to pay the bills? And is God not going to take care of that? We do that, though. We panic every time something goes wrong in our life. We got a new president. What happened? Panic set in. Why? Did God not know we were getting a new president? Let's pray that, first of all, he'll get saved. And second of all, he'll lead our nation according to the word of God. And then maybe things will change. All right. Next one is Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. 24 through 27 of Daniel chapter 9 says, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks. And 62 weeks, the street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. And our last one is chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, it says, "And at the time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." The key chapter is Daniel chapter 9, Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy. Other important prophetic chapters are Daniel chapter 2, which is Nebuchadnezzar's dream image, Daniel chapter 7, Daniel's vision of the four beasts, Daniel chapter 8 containing prophecies of the Antichrist, and Daniel 11 containing over 100 fulfilled prophecies. Fulfilled already. These are fulfilled prophecies. And then author is Daniel, which means God is my judge. As a teenager, Daniel was one of those of the royal blood taken captive by Nebuchadnezzar during the first Babylonian siege of Jerusalem in 605 BC. In captivity, Daniel served without compromise under the administration of several kings, including Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, and Darius. As a contemporary of Daniel, Ezekiel referred to Daniel 3 times as an example of righteousness and wisdom, comparing him with Noah and Job. In fact, Daniel is one of the few well-known Bible characters about whom nothing negative is ever written. Interesting, huh? Nothing negative is ever written about Daniel. I found that interesting. But as I thought about it, I thought, it's true. Never seen anything, never read anything at all negative about Daniel. While Ezekiel was the prophet to the common Jewish man among the captives, Daniel was the prophet to the Gentile crown reigning above the captives. While skeptics often attack Daniel's authorship of this book, Jesus himself declared that Daniel was the author in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 15. Matthew 24 and verse 15. Says, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand." Jesus even said it was Daniel that spoke that. So Daniel is the one who gets credit for that. Date 605 to 536 BC, Daniel ministered throughout the entire 70-year captivity. Recipients: Daniel is written to the Jewish captives and returnees, as well as to Gentiles of the Persian Empire. the background of the book. The book of Daniel spans the entire Babylonian exile, 605 to 536 BC, with Daniel having been captured in the first of three invasions of Israel by Babylon in 605 BC. After the fall of the northern kingdom of Israel to the dominant Assyrian Empire, 722 BC, the Babylonians conquered the Assyrian capital of Nineveh in 612 BC, and the remaining Assyrian forces at Haran, 609 BC. Egypt then challenges Babylon and is defeated at the Battle of Carchemish, 605 BC. While pursuing the Egyptians southward toward Egypt and conquering all in his path, Nebuchadnezzar is made king of Babylon after the death of his father, Nabopolassar. He returns to his conquests and attacks Jerusalem in September of 605 BC. Daniel is taken captive in this invasion. And then Daniel ministers throughout the Babylonian Empire, and then even past its fall to the Medo-Persian Empire at the end of the 70 years. Then we have some importance and distinctives of the book. Daniel is the most prophetic book of the Old Testament and is, along with Zechariah, the Old Testament parallel to the New Testament book of Revelation. In fact, the prophecies of Daniel are so astounding that skeptics have attacked this book more fiercely than almost any other Bible book. The reason for this is simple. If Daniel's prophecies are accepted as authentic, they provide irrefutable proof of the inspiration of Scripture. Right? I mean, I don't know about you, but I can't see what's happening out in the future. The only reason why I can preach on it is because God gave it to us. Right? But I can't see out there and tell you what's going to happen. I can't tell you who will be president of the United States in 2024. I have no idea. Unless God gives it to me, right? Well, God gave it to them. So they could do this. And so they try to... Man has always tried to discredit the Bible wherever they could. So these prophecies could not possibly have happened if you don't want to believe the Word of God. Even, and it's interesting to me, you can take the Word of God, you can lay it out for them, then you can take history and show them exactly when it took place and all, and say this was written way back here and this happened here, and they'll still say, oh, that's not possible. Because they don't want to believe it. Do you know that you're never going to convince somebody to believe something they don't believe? I didn't say God couldn't convince them, but you're not going to convince them to believe something they don't believe. They get it in here, and they're not going to change. It doesn't matter how hard you try, it's not going to change. And so the only thing you can do is pray that God will change their heart, and that they'll understand the truths of what God's given us. For example here, chapter 11 alone has over 100 specific historical prophecies which have been literally fulfilled. The prophecies of Daniel are so accurate that the only attack skeptics can raise against them is to claim that they must have been written after their fulfillment took place and that they only claim to be prophecies. So this stuff already happened. I'm claiming that they haven't happened yet, but that's how they're trying to discredit this. This blasphemous charge is ludicrous in light of the fact that many of the prophecies of Daniel were fulfilled after Daniel had been accepted into the Old Testament canon and even translated into the Greek translation of the Old Testament called the Septuagint. In fact, copies of Daniel have been discovered that are older than many of the fulfillments in the book. Again, prophecies aren't something that's already happened, right? So obviously, if they've already been fulfilled after the earliest copies of the book have been found, obviously they were prophecies, but they don't want to admit that. Some of Daniel's prophecies are even fulfilled in the life of Jesus after he quoted from the book. The book of Daniel is the key and foundation to understanding both God's prophetic plan for the last days and the book of Revelation. While the bulk of the Old Testament is written in Hebrew language, Daniel 2:4 through 7:28 is written in the Aramaic language. See, most people think that the whole Bible is Hebrew. It's not. And that's where we see the Aramaic language comes in. Daniel is one of the apocalyptic books of the Bible. The others are Ezekiel, Zechariah, and Revelation. Apocalyptic books are those which contain visions of prophetic symbolism. Then we have the overview of the book. Historical events in Daniel's lifetime cover Daniel 1 through 6, and the prophetic visions given to Daniel, Daniel 7 through 12. Then the emphasis, God's program for the man Daniel in Daniel chapter 1. God's program for the Gentile nations, Daniel 2 through 7. And God's program for the nation of Israel, Daniel 8 through 12, including how the course of the Gentile nations will affect Israel. There's one thing we have to understand totally. God said that if we stand with Israel, He'll bless us, right? If we stand against Israel, He will... I liked Al. It'll be a totally different story, right? It's amazing. We just heard it from Brother Rosencrantz's letter on Thursday night. What has happened? We just left an administration that had the most pro-Israel agenda that we've ever seen. That we have ever seen. And in the matter of weeks, we've seen that start to turn around and go the opposite direction again. What did God say? Again, stand with Israel and you'll be blessed. Stand against Israel and you'll be cursed. I love Brother Rosencrantz's letters. He is so knowledgeable about the Bible and Israel as a whole that you just, I mean, spending time with him, you can ask my wife, we've been out to dinner with him and his wife on several occasions now, and I tell you, I just want to be the sponge that just sits there and absorbs everything he tells us. It's just amazing how much knowledge he has of what's going on and how he sees the different policies that are made by the administrations and how they affect and yet how they line up with Scripture. Do we not have to have? The United States has to eventually turn their back on Israel. It has to happen according to Scripture. It has to happen. Are we living in the last of the last days? We should get excited about this stuff. And then the outline, Daniel's conviction, Daniel chapter 1. Nebuchadnezzar's dream image, Daniel chapter 2. The Hebrew children in the fiery furnace, Daniel 3. Nebuchadnezzar's vanity and insanity, Daniel chapter 4. Belshazzar's ball and the handwriting on the wall, Daniel 5. Daniel in the lion's den is Daniel chapter 7. Daniel's prophetic vision of the four beasts in Daniel chapter 8. Antichus and the coming Antichrist, Daniel 8. Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy in Daniel chapter 9. Spiritual warfare and answered prayer in Daniel chapter 10. And the prophetic history between the testaments, Daniel chapter 11. The final events of the last days, Daniel chapter 12. And we're not going to go any further because we only have a few minutes to get into the actual first book of Daniel. It'd be kind of hard to get into it, and 2 minutes later I have to stop. So let's hold that off till next week, Lord willing. And we'll get into Daniel chapter 1, Daniel's conviction.